We are scientists. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. A wonderful introduction. So yes, Daniel here again for the second instalment of the Two Liberal podcast. It's been a good week. Site is going well, and Chelsea have signed Torres. $50 million price tag. A bit pricey, but he'll deliver the goods, hopefully. And judging by the spending on Monday, the Premiership has forgotten about the age of austerity, it seems. But anyways, I digress. Egypt is once again the discussion. The people of Egypt have proven themselves a great adversary against tyranny, and I feel Egypt might in time become a strong secular democracy like Turkey. And that is meaning people will hold their nation more important than their own religious beliefs. Mubarak's speech was rather defiant last night, almost daring the opposition to remove him by force. I can't see Egyptians waiting for 7 months for their president to retire, and I think Mubarak knows this well. But the question really is, what does the army do, and will any significant figures in the hierarchy of the military plan to overthrow the president, a sort of military coup? It's debatable. There are pros and cons on either side, but no one really knows what will happen. All the army have said is they won't fire on peaceful protests, which gives them wiggle room, because they're the ones who determine what is a peaceful protest. But there's another point I want to discuss on. Over the past few days on Twitter, reports of Israelis being involved in supplying arms to Barak has been routinely appearing on my timeline, on blogs. And yes, the Israelis would be trembling at the thought of their main ally, Arab ally, falling from power. But providing military assistance? I think not. I have to be quite sceptical with these reports, because the Israelis are already under a lot of pressure from the United States and the European Union over settlement, and I don't think they will exacerbate the situation even further by supplying arms to a dictator that now the West wants out of power. It will be bad for Israel, it will be bad for the region, it will also cause them enormous pressure at the United Nations, and might finally even push the United States to take a very hard approach to them in terms of the settlement movement. So I don't think their government would risk doing something that was so openly defiant of the international community. Now, as for troops in crossing the Suez Canal, I think, yes, the Israelis probably did allow that to happen, because the last thing they want to happen is extremists from going into Gaza and supplying arms of Hamas. So, yes, I do think they've given permission for the Egyptian army to become more operational near its borders, but I highly doubt they've supplied arms. As I've said before, it'd be provocative, and I don't think the Americans would tolerate it. I will return to domestic issues next week. I've mainly been focusing on Egypt because it's been dominating the news. But briefly, it is good to see the manufacturing data recently. It's been better than expected. I think it's been the best data for around about 20 years now, so it's good. It proves that the government's economic policy is working, and the rebalancing of the economy is starting to take place. And it's good to see as well that the House of Lords have finally come to agreement over the voting reform. I'm a bit disappointed that the government caved in, but Labour have been a bit puerile and immature, and actually undemocratic in how they've handled the debate. So in order to survive the referendum, I think the government really had no choice but to cave in. There's a few more things that are working with the podcast, doing a sort of outro, and at the beginning of the introduction I might do like a sort of like a highlight reel of previous clips. I'm not sure yet, but I'm working on it. I'm slowly getting there, but it's turned out to be quite good. Good news though, the vlog should be appearing.